What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And we are not rich. Just come up with that random shit to say after our names. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. And we'd like to be.
So we're getting into stand-up comedy.
Yes. Our show will be in a few weeks. We haven't chosen a location yet. But basically, Mike and I, we listen to David Dobrik's podcast, which he has a co-host. His name is Jason Nash, and it's called The Views Podcast. And what we do is listen to that podcast and do a review of their podcast and kind of give our own opinions about the topics that they talk about. So some of the things they talk about is, this is a recurring theme, but Jason's smelly feet, Natalie...
Natalie picks up like horrible fruit for David to eat.
Yeah, and Natalie's stupid. We'll give you some examples.
She's so stupid.
David invites Jason to a charity dodgeball game, which ends up being not what they expected.
David gets to do some voice acting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which can pay like $175,000 per episode, apparently.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Jason's trainer quit. That is a surprise.
Unbelievable. This was one of my favorite parts. Well, one of my most interesting parts, I guess, when at some point, David tells Jason that he's growing apart from his kids.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
So we're definitely going to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. So let's roll the intro. So David starts by saying that this is the podcast where Jason's feet smell so bad that they have to make him wear shoes. And so he explains that when they were in the podcast room, Natalie and David were on one side of the room and Jason was on the complete other side of the room. And so when David was looking at Natalie, Natalie gave this like disgusted face towards him. And then she went to go smell David's feet and she was like, whoa, it's not you. And then turns to look at Jason and then they both realize that it's his fucking feet.
Wow. Like that was funny as fuck. That's crazy that she smelled his feet.
Right.
But come on, Jason, bro.
All right, right. And then he goes, listen, I work super hard.
and David's like, you don't hear somebody like walk up to somebody and say, oh, you smell really bad. You must work really hard. Like those two don't go together.
Right.
But also just, I mean, you're raising kids, man.
Right.
You're raising kids. You can't be walking around smelly. Like you have to be a better example. They're still going to love you, but in the back of their minds, it's going to be, it's okay. Either they're going to resent people with sneaky, stinky feet, or they're going to be like, you know what? I don't feel like taking a shower today. And they're going to be okay with it. Like, that's just not okay.
It's not.
So, that's my two cents.
And I mean, you figure, right? Like, they tell him he's not unaware of it. You would think he would take care of it.
But you know what? I've known people, not known like as a friend, that just knew who they were, maybe worked with them or went to school with them or something, that everybody told them they stink all the time and it didn't change a thing. Like they just still stink all the time. Now, I guess the bad part about it is, what if the person doesn't have a shower, like, and you don't know that,
right?
Or whatever. So then that'd be shitty. But Jason has zero excuse.
Right. He lives in a nice house.
Jason could go to sleep and have like somebody on contract to wash him while he's sleeping. Yeah. he has no excuse. He could still be lazy and still be clean.
Right. So David then got really excited and started saying, like, I want to tell you guys about Natalie, and she's super smart, and for the most part she, like, you know, does a lot of crazy things for him that and planning, and most of those things are very intelligent. But he said that there's some times where she just has these like blank out moments where it just doesn't make sense that she would be kind of, he doesn't say dumb or stupid, but like she just like skips over things. And so he gives an example. He actually pulls her to the microphone and he just wants her reaction and to kind of explain herself or whatever. But he said that they were pulling into the driveway in his Ferrari and he wanted to pull the Ferrari into the garage, but he didn't have the clicker to open the garage. So he asked Natalie, hey, can you go and open the garage? So she goes to her car because she wants to use the clicker in her car. So she's looking around her car. And David's just waiting. And she, after a few, I guess, few seconds, she's like, it's not in the car. It's inside the house. So David's like, go in the house then and open the garage. And so she goes in the house. And David said he's waiting in his car for like a few minutes, like long minutes. He said 2 minutes, but then he said 7 minutes later. So he was just in his car for a while. Then he gets a text from Natalie that says, I can't find the clicker. Just park your car on the side of the street, which I thought was the funniest fucking text. Like, why would you even suggest to park your Ferrari on the street? That is crazy.
Oh, good point.
Right. Such a, and that's why he responded with, are you psycho? Or no, are you on crack? Just open the garage. And so he's still waiting. And finally, she realizes that she can open the garage from being inside the garage because she's already in the house. And so David's like, that's one of the moments.
I guess she had a bunch of moments that they didn't talk about them, but that this wasn't the only thing. And she admitted to that too. But on this one, I would give her a little slack just because I don't think he said go inside and open the garage.
No, he just said go inside.
Go inside. Like in her mind was focused on getting the clicker. And I think his response to her was her going and getting the clicker.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't get the sense that he was saying, go inside the garage. Because I've done that before. Not something like that. I can't think of an example, but where my mind is focused on something and it just skips over the easiest way to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So, not horrible, but still funny. And I guess David was yelling at her. She's like, keep in mind, he wasn't talking to me like this.
Yeah.
I wish I could hear some audio of the real talk.
Right. There needs to be like a behind the scenes camera that records them.
Yeah. It needs to be like the real world.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool if he took it up a notch and set up cameras in his house.
Oh, he could blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be huge because he's already got like the platform.
Exactly. He's got a whole house full of vloggers, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think he would want to do it though, but it would be great.
Yeah,
he would reach like more, like it could become as popular as the real world was.
Right, and you've seen like there was this thing on Twitch where it was called the Gamer House, and they had 24/7 streams to their house.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so he could do something similar to that, which would be kind of cool. But you wouldn't be kind of focusing your content. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So it would just be like, oh, some parts are boring. Oh, he's sleeping, you know, or whatever. So there's pros and cons to it, but the Gamer House people do pretty well.
Yeah. So. People, his fans would fucking love it, but it would help him go like more mainstream.
Yeah. Then David talks about Natalie going to get some fruits and vegetables at the store for him. And he said that almost every single one of them were moldy or just destroyed. And he, when he saw it, he was like, is she trying to poison me? But I, you know, it's so funny to me that that's her position. Does that make sense?
Right. That she does. But again,
it's like bitch work.
It's somebody understanding what an assistant is. Like, she does important work for him too, but she's like a true personal assistant, but not on the executive level. She's like a mix. She does some of the executive kind of work, but then she does the bitch kind of work. And I don't know, especially now when there's Postmates and whatever around, like when we had talked about the water. yesterday. Like, he asked Natalie to go get the water. Now, she didn't go get it. She just ordered it. And then when he thought she didn't order it, then he just went on Postmates and ordered it. So he could have done the same thing, but he's like, I have an assistant, so let me just milk everything from it. I don't know. It's crazy. She's cool with it, but
yeah, I want to know how much she gets paid.
You know, yeah, hopefully she's getting paid well, but you know, if he took away those kind of things from her, or even maybe paid somebody else to do that kind of stuff, like to clean up and whatever, which somebody could do like part-time or whatever, you know, who knows? You know, he says that she's really smart, and she seems really smart, and she seems like way more capable than doing stuff like that. If she was freed up, she could probably do a lot more for him.
Yeah.
She could probably just help grow. She seems like, doesn't she seem like a person that you would hire if you had a pretty responsible job?
Yeah.
And she was the one that wanted it. You would for sure fucking hire her.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
David and Jason talk about their weekend at Coachella. And Jason said that his favorite part of the weekend was playing volleyball. Basically, David and Jeff, he saw the guys playing volleyball outside, and David and Jeff were on a team together. And when Jason stepped outside, David and Jeff were like, hey, come play on our team. And so Jason was like, oh shit, they want me to play with them. You know, so he jumps on the team, and David was the first one to serve. And right before he served, David's first words were, hey, look alive, fat fuck.
That was pretty funny. In the moment, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah. And Jason said he couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, I guarantee it's one of those, like, you had to be there in that moment. And, like, I think it hit him because it was just, like, he wasn't expecting it, you know?
And it's, like, a common term. Like, yeah. Hey, look alive.
Yeah.
Fat fuck.
And then they started arguing about who gets tired faster. That lasted for, like, a few seconds. But they're like, nah, you were getting tired, blah, blah, blah. All this other bullshit.
Yeah, so. Oh, well, I think David, I think David got tired. Jason said that in all the other sports they played, he always gets tired. He, like, plays really, really well at the beginning. And then at the end, he's tired. And so you can see, what did he say? He says, you're playing excellent, and then you're just playing less excellent. I'm like, I didn't know there was a less excellent.
No, he said he can see his excellence drop.
His excellence become, he said less excellence or something like that. Less than excellent or something. It's like just a different level of excellence. But anyway, so David said he didn't have any alcohol at Coachella, which of course he didn't. But he said that he hates when people tell him to leave his camera so that he doesn't have to shoot just to have a good time. And he's like, well, I am having a good time. You don't understand that. That's when I'm having a good time. And I get what he's saying, because you can have a good time working, but it's also good not to work.
Right.
And have a good time. So what they're saying to him is true. And so he is having a good time. But like, if he was involved in it, like maybe he would, like when he was playing volleyball, you know, he was probably having a good time and he wasn't filming.
You know what's so funny? And what's so crazy is I went to like a panel. I don't know what it's called, but there was a panel specifically for filmmakers here locally, and they were all like the biggest influencers here in the filmmaking like community. Mm-hmm. And so once they were done showing off their latest edits and their videos, they had time for questions. And then after the questions, they, you know, the thing was done, and then you could go meet them. Well, Sarah went up to one of the biggest, like one of the most popular and well-known filmmakers. And I wasn't even around her. I was talking to another filmmaker, and she went and asked him, hey, do you have any advice for a wife who has a husband who always records everything wherever we go? And then he started laughing, and he's like, I have the same problem. My wife tells me the same thing. And then she's like, I just don't think he's enjoying everything. And his response was exactly what David said. He said, well, you don't see the world the way he sees it. And he is having a great time and seeing the world how he wants to see it through a lens. And she was like, oh, shit, I guess so. You know, and he was like, I enjoy the world because I see it the way I want to see it. And that's why I always have a camera in front of me. And so, like, it was just crazy. When I heard him, when I heard David say that, I was like, I completely get it. Like, if you're not doing it, if you're not doing what you love to do, it's cool because you get to relax, but it's almost like you're missing something.
But at the same time,
you're missing something with everyone else.
You don't know what you don't know, and so right. you have no clue how many things you've missed because you don't know what you missed. Right. You don't know like what the feeling would be on the other side, and so like I'll use you as an example. I meant to mention it to you before, but I told you that you're a fucking loser, but I wanted to add to that, and I when you were here and we went on the high roller. You set up your camera to record that going around. Mm-hmm. And so you did kind of a mix, but I did think about it. I thought about it, that it's kind of cool that it's like, it's always in your mind. You know, the photography, video and edit end of things is like always in your mind. And I think that's kind of cool, but you're able to do both.
Right. I try my best to like not lose myself in the camera as much as possible.
But it's always on your mind.
Right.
Like something's always like nobody else around you is thinking about it, but you're thinking about it.
Right.
So it's like you just went and you did your little setup thing or whatever. And I just thought that was kind of cool. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. But it was so interesting to hear how David said that. And I was like, I get it. But I do think you should take a break from it, because I know when I take a break from editing anything I have, like all the stuff I'm backed up on, or like going to shoot with people, or like, you know, just not even checking Instagram. It's such a good break for your brain, and it allows you to come back refreshed. And like, I've noticed that I've edited better after taking a break and like see things differently too. So he hasn't really taken a break in such a long time. You know, I think he's at like 750 something vlogs. You know, I wonder if he were to take a break for like maybe a month or two, like would he come back with new, fresher ideas and a new way to edit?
You know what? You could probably check it out, because remember last year it was going to be his 420th episode on 420.
Oh, really?
You don't remember that?
I think I do, but
so. Sometime I want to say in March. I don't think it got to April.
Oh yeah, he did take a break. He's like, I'm not going to release it until 420.
So that it was released on that day. You could probably see, like, I bet you there was a bunch of stuff like crammed in there that was really good. Just because he had a little more time. And the only other thing on that, I think he like if you listen to his stories, I think majority of his stories, because he doesn't do those, his majority of his stories are about somebody else. He doesn't have, he's who knows how many stories he's missing out that, you know, that he would have shared. Like, he's like, oh, I saw when this person did this, or when this happened, or when I shot, or maybe when I shot this guy with a paintball gun. But I don't know. You don't know what you're missing out on. I think, I don't know if you mentioned it later, but just like when Jason brought up, I like the way Jason said this. And he's like, I hate it when people are always telling me to take a drink. And he's like, but I just don't enjoy it. It feels weird or something like that. But then he ended with, I wish I did enjoy it. And that was a good realization, because there are things that people like,
yeah,
that I don't like. And I wished I liked it too.
Right.
So that's a good realization. David's just saying, like, this is the fun. Well, this is the fun, you know, because that's all you do.
Right. All right. So let's move on. Jason's trainer quit. That came out of nowhere. But he didn't really explain why he quit. But my assumption is that I feel like he may not be getting progress with Jason. And he was like, you know what? I can't have you as my client anymore. It's got to be that. Like, what else would it be?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know why they didn't elaborate. Maybe he got
cut off or something. Maybe it's embarrassing. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's weird. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for a long time, so
yeah.
I guess maybe if he's the type of guy that's like super serious about his work, he'd be like, okay, I've given this shit enough time.
Right. Exactly. He's like, nah, there's no progress. It's not going to be progress, you know, whatever. People in the comments said that it looks like Jason is pretty upset that David ain't go to his live show. We were talking about that in the last podcast, that we thought David should go.
And Jason said that bummed him out when he heard people say that.
Right.
Which is basically what we said.
Yeah.
But then someone else wrote, I think David has done quite enough for Jason.
I thought that was funny.
I mean, it's funny just like on its own. Just on its own. But in terms of
a friendship.
Yes. In terms of David going to see the live show, that's not doing. If you think that's doing something for somebody,
like a favor, right?
That's shitty friendship.
Exactly.
Like Jason would have appreciated him being there. And for Jason to not own up to that, I think that's bad, because I think it's important for people to say, this is how I felt about this. You're not being mean to somebody, or you're not being angry, or, you know, getting back at them. But at least to say, you know, if you had have been there, I would have felt so good.
Like, right.
I was excited. And so when people put that in the comments, 100% he just explained how excited I was that you were coming. Like, it changed everything.
Right.
And then you weren't coming. Clearly, Jason said, like, I would have been a lot happier if David had to come. And then you just do that for a friend. You know, we talked about it. You go to the game. I remember one of my friends that was playing baseball, and I didn't realize how big of a deal it was that he was telling his parents that I was going to see one of his games. And like, that was such a big deal to him. And I didn't realize that. I wasn't going for that reason. I just thought he'd be like, oh, cool. Yeah. You're going to come see me pitch. And, you know, but yeah, you just, that's bottom line. That, come on. Like, how many shows do, like, you just do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just do that. If we're in two different places, okay, I get it. You're going to miss some things.
Right.
But if we're in the same place, we're going to see, you know, well, kind of. I guess I didn't go see you shoot that girl, but but you only mentioned it once, and I completely forgot about that. But that would have been weird.
Yeah, I don't think you would have liked it anyway.
So, talk about Dave's friend, Ilya.
Yeah, so David's friend, Ilya, who owns a plumbing company, he's mentioned it a few times before and in his vlogs. His company is starting to do a lot better. It's starting to pick up some speed. And one of his biggest clients texted him in the morning that he found a video called, and when I say biggest clients, David explained that like he has like hundreds of locations, and Ilya is partnered with him to like clean or do plumbing for these locations. And so Ilya gets a text message from the client and says, I found a video called Ilya's Best Moments on YouTube. Ilya responds, oh boy, because he knows what that shit means. if you've been paying attention to the YouTube videos, you know what that means, because in the vlogs he acts like a fucking maniac. And the client responds, that is some of the funniest shit I've ever seen, which is like the best response you could possibly have.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect.
Exactly. Cause you don't know what the fuck he's thinking, right? Like, I can't work with someone like that's like this or something. Right. And then, he continues to send Ilya more links to videos of him and explaining what part he likes.
That was hilarious. So Jason was like, so is this helping you? I guess this is helping his business. And then David said, well, not all the time. and I can imagine, depending on what type of client and what you know, he runs, he's part owner, right?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so, actually.
So yeah, I can imagine if somehow someone, but those type of people shouldn't really, the type of people who wouldn't like what he's doing probably wouldn't stumble upon his video.
Right.
Yeah.
They have their first ad, and it's Honey. It's a program that you can install in your web browser, and it will try to search the internet for discounts on anything you buy at any online store.
And you said you used it?
Yeah, and it doesn't ever work. So,
really?
Yeah, it just searches, and says, all these don't work. And if it does work, it's like fucking chump change.
Well, he said, which is actually wasn't a bad deal. Jason said he saved 51 cents on cucumbers. So if you are ordering cucumbers and you save 51 cents is actually pretty decent on cucumbers.
Sure.
Well, don't you think so? That's kind of like, so it would be nice to be buying a bunch of stuff and then like you were prepared to pay the full price and then all of them just came down. So this particular ad, like after listening to it in full, I was like, I was going to ask you. And then I was thinking, maybe that'd be worth a try just to see.
Yeah, you can try. I mean, like I said, I haven't really had any big luck with it. You know who does a really good job at something that surprises you with discounts? Is Whole Foods. Have you ever shopped at Whole Foods?
Uh-huh.
So if you have an Amazon Prime account, you go do your shopping and you collect everything you want. And then when you go ring up, you scan your QR code at the register and it like totals all the discounts of everything that you have, like automatically. It's probably the best.
Huh? Oh, the discounts because you're using Amazon Prime.
Yeah. So you don't even have to worry about what the discount is. You just pick out what you want. And then once you scan your QR code to prove that you're a Prime member, it applies the discounts to everything that's discounted. And so when you check out, you're like, oh shit, I saved that much money? Like crazy.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Yeah,
their stuff is so high priced anyway.
Exactly.
They just brought it back to normal. I like eating there.
Yeah, the food there is great.
Yeah.
David has his first voice acting like gig for a cartoon. He doesn't explain what the cartoon is. I think he cannot. He even says that he doesn't know if he can say it, but he thought it was the coolest, most fun and easy thing to do. And he said it drove him to like look up how much voice actors make. And so he found Mila Kunis and her voice acting for Family Guy. And I don't know how he got this information, but he said that she goes in for 20 minutes every day, records a few lines, and she doesn't have to put makeup or anything on, like, you know, dress up. You don't have to look any good for anybody. And per episode, she makes about $157,000 for Family Guy. And then Jason keeps bringing up, oh, and the residuals.
Yeah, and the residuals. But so he talked about not having to look good and being able to just go in there and talk and how crazy it is that you can make that much money. And that he really liked it so much, he'd love to be doing it, that he was asking the director to ask him for more time to have him come back to do more voiceover.
Yeah.
But it seemed, I don't know. I don't know that, I don't know. I just, that whole situation gives me the feeling that it wasn't the best. Because, you know, in situations like that, if you just blow somebody's mind, you're going to know you blew their mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, all of those people that do those shows, I think did I tell you that Wheel of Fortune, the TV show, is recorded in July and in just 2 weeks? So like Pat Sajak and Vanna White, they only work for 2 weeks in the whole year doing that.
That's crazy.
They do the whole thing. And so she's constantly just changing outfits throughout the day for each show, so that they're wearing something different. And they set up a Christmas theme for the Christmas shows. They do it all in July. But those people, like I think I told you, the kids from Modern Family, at some point they were making like, I think maybe a couple $100,000 an episode. And you know, they're shooting, what is it, 20 minutes worth of a show because of commercials.
Right.
So yeah, all those people, all those shows. So even like them with Wheel of Fortune, I guarantee you they're making shit tons.
Yeah, that would be amazing to have that job. But I guarantee it's like, it would be amazing to have that job or those types of jobs, like acting or voice acting or whatever. Maybe voice acting a little bit easier, but I think acting in general, like we think it's just like, I like how people see me in movie and video editing. Like people see it as the final result, but don't know the stresses and like the practice behind it, the memorization of lines and having to your body language look and feel the right way. You know, like there's a skill and talent to it.
Yeah, it's definitely a talent. It's definitely a talent kind of thing, because you see some shows where the ones that don't make it, that in general are just like, you can just see the
Not, yeah,
awkwardness.
it's not
It's not,
natural.
yeah, it doesn't seem like you're watching the real thing. And it's okay. Even like, I use Modern Family as an example. I know they're not acting the way they ordinarily act, but they're smooth at acting the way they should act. And yeah, so yeah, I know it's for sure not easy. Like, everybody thinks they can do it. Like, I don't think I could be an actor.
No, yeah, I couldn't either.
Yeah. I could probably do a voiceover, though.
Yeah, I feel like voiceover probably. I think for more people, but I think it's such a limited industry because, I mean, there's so many people who do like 10, 15 voices. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so.
I wouldn't do well doing different voices. It would have to be my voice.
Yeah. Jason mentions that he was on a Simpsons episode, which was kind of crazy. I wasn't
Yeah.
expecting that. And it,
That got David's attention. David
yeah.
was like, yeah. And then when he said Simpsons, we're like, whoa, Simpsons? And
Yeah.
then he was actually interested.
Yeah, he's like, did you get a screenshot and frame that shit?
Yeah, that, and I guess so. He was playing, he said Boston guy number one. What did he say? Something about what Mark Wahlberg. He had to do it in a Boston accent. But
Yeah.
that's dope as fuck. I mean, that's dope as fuck.
Yeah, he didn't think so. He said he didn't even watch the episode.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I would have watched it. Even if
Oh,
I
for sure.
said one line in a show, I would just watch it just to see how it came together.
Well, everybody, I'm sure you've ran into somebody that was in something, that was in a movie, like as an extra.
Yeah. And like,
Yeah,
oh, watch for me, watch for me.
and they always want to show you. See that big crowd? That's me right there.
Yeah. Can't even see their face.
But like David, in his episode, he said, I guess he's talking separately, but like when they put the show together, he's just one of many talking at the same time. So he's like, you probably won't even be able to recognize him.
And then they start talking about like Jason that, you know, after doing that, he still gets paid residual payments. So every time the episode airs, he gets like $75, a random check in the mail all the time. And I think that's pretty fucking cool. And then so David talks about like, I don't even know if it's true, but he doesn't know either. But he's like, isn't it true like that the Friends cast still gets like $1 million a month off of residuals? And I think those guys are fucking set for the rest of their lives.
Oh, hell yeah. Same thing with all artists, like
Yeah.
fucking
Anything that's always
validated.
continuing to play and
Yeah,
being
so
used.
music especially,
Yeah.
because in the Friends episodes and in everything, they're using the music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, the artists can make shit tons. Yeah, I've heard of people that get like in this example, Jason said, he said, I'll get like a check for $17. And so I've heard of people like getting checks like $6,
Yeah.
and they just get it all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Jason self-promotes on the episode, on the podcast, and he's like, oh yeah, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. And then he starts talking about that he's going to be in San Jose. I don't know specifically, he didn't say specifically what he was going to do in San Jose, but I think he was trying to promote another show he was going to do.
Yeah, he was like, he set up something for San Jose, maybe, and something else. And then he talked about also either Chicago or New York. I'm guessing Chicago, because he said he was piggybacking off of David's doing something. So he'll be there with him, and he's got something set up there too. That's cool that he's doing more. I wonder how many people went and saw him.
Oh, the crowd looked, if you look on Instagram, it looked like he had a full crowd.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
it was only, you couldn't see everybody, but in the direction that, and the position that person was holding the camera, I mean, I don't think I saw any open seats. So,
Good for him.
this was kind of sad. Jason said he didn't want to do the podcast today because he was crying after he dropped off his kids. And so David was like, why? Like, what do you mean? And he said that he parked on the next street over after he dropped off his kids, because he was just sad to like drop them off. And David was like, I'm gonna cry. Why are you like, you know, why are you crying? You know? And then David was trying to get him to like explain himself. And then finally Jason was like, yeah, well, I was crying because I have to drop off my kids to my ex-wife and they're going to go on a trip. And her new boyfriend is going to go. And then David interrupts and goes, there it is. Which I thought was fucking hilarious. This brings us back to, I think Jason still loves his ex-wife and wants to go back with her.
Well, I mean, I get it when he's talking about that, you know, before he used to be able to, you know, he was spending every moment with his kids and experience everything. And so this time when they have time off, you know, he's the type of father that really wants to be part of his kids' life and just loves it and adores his kids. And now they have this free time. And because he's got to do the podcast, he couldn't do something like go take them to Hawaii, you know, because I know there's a lot of parents that look forward to spring break.
Right.
Time to spend time with their kids, take a trip. And so, I mean, I get it. So he was thinking about that. I know that, you know, he probably was in the back of his mind that his kids are going with some other guy, but yeah, he would be spending more. I mean, he's explained it. He's like, even something simple as watching a TV show together, that those things make him sad because he's not getting to experience that with them.
Yeah.
But David said that, does that come up later?
Yeah, he did. It does come up later.
Okay.
But Jason starts to talk about how now he doesn't know what he's going to do over the weekend because his kids are going to be on a trip. And he's like, my fucking weekend's going to be fucking boring. And you know what? You may call me. And he's talking to David. He's like, you may call me at least once over the weekend and, you know, we'll go do something, but it's not going to be fun because everyone else is younger and I have nothing to say to them. And yeah, he starts getting fucking crazy. And then he explains, he was like, just like at Coachella, I went to Coachella and everyone around me was like the same age as my kids. They're all tiny kids.
Yeah, he was just in a mood.
Yeah, he was in a mood. Yeah. And so, okay, so David asked why Jason doesn't like Coachella, and he said that there's only like 20-year-olds. There aren't many 30-year-olds or anything like that. It just seems like a bunch of young kids around there, so he didn't like that. Then David was like, David talked about running into Paris Hilton at Coachella, and Jason was like, ooh, how was that? And so David saw her walk by, and he yelled, hey, Paris, I love you so much. And David said that she was the nicest person ever because she grabbed him and said thank you, gave him a big hug, and like hugged him like for a while. And then he said, David compared it to like he felt so good. It was like a hug from his mom.
Yeah, that I thought about that a lot. Like I was like, yeah, that is a unique hug.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy that Paris Hilton would do that. I wonder if she knew what's.
I'm sure she did.
Maybe.
You think maybe she thought he was just a random fan?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. Then David randomly started talking about his handshaking, and then Jason makes fun of him for being nervous. And then so they go back onto the topic about Jason crying and whatnot, and Jason explains that says to David that you never really help me with like my feelings and like any situation that happens to me or like something negative, you don't like help me through it. And so David says, oh, I help people all the time with their bad situations. And I'm really good at it, whatever. And the fucking advice or like what David interpreted it as was, he said, it just sounds like a typical father growing apart from his kid's situation. I was like, what the fuck?
When he said that, Joe in the background cracked up, but I just laughed my ass off. I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, me too. I was like, I wasn't laughing. I was just like in shock. I was like, that is not a fucking nice thing to say.
That just like changes the whole story that you're growing apart from your kids. That's not like, okay, my son doesn't want to hold my hand anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, that type of growing up, they're at spring break. They're not like leaving him.
Yeah.
He can't go.
Yeah.
That was for sure an asshole thing to say. And that's when Jason said, what a horrible thing to say. And it was. you're the worst person to talk to about problems. And then he also said that, he said, you say those things because you're so selfish. You just care about yourself.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's rough. So then David said that Jason's just too hard on himself. And I think, what else did they? I think he finally does tell him.
Well, he goes, David goes into an explanation saying, like, you know, you're sad about them leaving, but you spend so much time with them already, as much time as you possibly can when you do get a chance with them. And, you know, that's enough. Like, you don't want to keep, and like, you know, in the future, it might be a negative to hang out with them so much. And because, like, it's okay to like let them go do their own thing and like come back to them.
Right. That they wouldn't be able to function on their own when they grow up because they're spending so much time with them. And he relates it to my parents. Me and my parents didn't spend as much time as you spend with your kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're with somebody all the time because you take it for granted. Jason's in a situation where he can't take any moment for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a normal, like, you know, you're living with your parents and your mom's bothering you. Like, hey, let's go to the store. No, I don't want to go to the store. But if, you know, his kids probably would want to go to the store with him.
Right.
You know, it would be because it's a completely different situation.
Right. Then they go into an ad, SeatGeek, and they really went hard on the SeatGeek ad and explained like how SeatGeek helped him buy his Ferrari and shit. I still think SeatGeek's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that Ferrari. But before SeatGeek, I still can't even. Even though I talk about this every week, I still can't. My mind still doesn't think to go to SeatGeek. I need to go just to see. But I did want to mention. You know, because we talked about the fan earlier. Some fan said something earlier, right? I don't remember. Let's see if it comes up. But anyway, some random person yelled at Jason when he was at, I think he was at Disneyland, and when he was getting off a ride, and they said, "Hey, Jason, I'm a fan of David's. I know you hate that."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what a bitch.
Yeah.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like. And I mean, and I
know it was a girl too. It was a girl.
Yeah. People get caught up in this whole thing that like, oh, I would just want to say like, okay, it's okay that you're a fan of this person because we're all a fan of somebody. But to say that, to be hateful.
Right.
You know, and David's trying to say that Jason's just being angry, you know, but it's like, that's a bitch thing to do. Like people do that shit. And those type of people are just like, it's kind of like what we talked about before. They're interacting with Jason and David as though they're Jason,
they know them. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's their relationship. You don't just, I've been around people that will jump into something just because they heard us talking. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. That doesn't work. Yeah. You know, like when I told Jason, when Jason was talking about his kid playing soccer and I was like, does he play soccer as bad as you do? Like, you couldn't just randomly say that to him, but I could say that to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, but somebody else can't just jump in there and say that because then he'd want to fight them.
Right. they start talking about the original, like, David's purchase of his Ferrari. And this was kind of interesting, but the original price for David's Ferrari was $240,000. And after a little while, his car friend, I guess he has, like, a friend who, like, really knows cars and, like, knows, like, the price ranges and stuff. His friend tells him not to get it unless it's down to $215,000.
And well, first he says $230,000.
$230,000. He got it down to $230,000 after talking to the dealer for a little while. And so he calls his friend and tells him, hey, here's what's going on. I'm going to get it for $230,000. And then his car friend tells him, no, $215,000. $230,000 is too much. You're going to be wasting money. It's not worth it. And so David's having this like conversation over the phone while the dealer's watching him, like be frustrated. And David finally gets off the phone and says, "Hey, listen, I can't get this car unless it's $215,000. I need it to be $215,000." And the dealer's like, "All right, it's $215,000."
And I saw that vlog where they shook hands.
Yeah.
at the 2:15, but his car friend said, I just told you 2:30, and then I did this because I knew you could get it down to lower.
Yeah, he said I tried to tell you that 2:30 was too expensive so that you would think that's too much too, and so that you would try to drive it lower.
But at first, that's not what his friend said. His friend said, no, don't take it for anything. If you can't do 2:30, then don't take it. And then he comes back, he says, okay, I got 2:30. And he says, no, if you can't get 2:15,
yeah,
then don't take it because it's not worth 2:30. And then his friend at the end says, no, actually 2:30 was a really good price.
Yeah.
But he's like, I knew you could get it down. I knew you could get it down on 2:15. But how crazy. So SeatGeek paid for half of this car.
Yeah.
He calls SeatGeek to say, I want to buy a Ferrari, and could you pay for half of it? So David ends up paying for a $240,000 car. He ends up paying $107,000.
Yeah.
Did you even think about it like that?
Yeah, yeah.
$107,000 for a $240,000 Ferrari.
That's crazy.
And he could have bought all of it.
Yeah.
I hope SeatGeek is getting a shit ton of business.
Yeah, I wonder. Exactly. I wonder where the return is on that purchase.
Yeah, like all of, like.
Well, I mean, all the cars, I guess.
I'd love to know. And if his audience is, I mean, okay. I mean, they could buy tickets to go see, you know, I don't know, who the kids see.
Yeah,
now.
Who the fuck
Katy
knows?
Katy Perry. And
not even that. Like that. It's like Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be like
Joe's Tainy Wee podcast. This one was kind of lame. Joe runs. So go ahead.
It turns out to be good on David's side, which was surprising because Joe runs the kitchen. He brings back a plate of vegetables. They said his time was already running out. He's like, no, I forget what it was like some kind of like a party.
Yeah, he said, oh, our first annual lunch party.
His lunch party, yeah. And but then David, so they're all talking shit about it, but then Jason starts to eat it and he's like, and then David starts to eat the vegetables and he was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
So they liked it and says, okay, he gets to come back.
Yeah. But what a weird one. He's very clever with the thing.
You know what I mean? What?
That work with podcasts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's very clever.
Last week it was the mime. This was the
like food, party. Yeah.
But it's cool with the food that he did vegetables so you could hear them eating it.
Yeah.
The carrots, or it sounded like carrots.
Then the podcast started to take like a weird turn. It was just like random, even more random than what they already talk about. But Jason just randomly goes into, and in this podcast, I don't know if you could tell, but you could tell a lot of where their cuts were. Could you hear that?
Yeah.
There was a lot of like just random changes in their podcast. But I mean, I guess, you know, if something's boring, you cut it out, right? Whatever. But Jason goes and asks David, have you ever wanted to have sex with any of your friends' moms, or did you ever want to have sex with any of your teachers? And David said yes to both of them, but he said he never did. And then Jason says that David just looks like the person who'd want to fuck a friend's mom, which is fucking funny as heck. But
also, when I thought it was interesting when he talked about, like, he calls Benny Blanco his friend. Now he's like, my friend Benny, you know, Benny Blanco,
yeah.
The music producer. But then he said he got a text from Charlie Puth. Do you remember that part where he said Charlie Puth was at some place. It was
called,
was it called Third on Jones or something like that? And that he went in and he saw a guy that he thought was David,
yeah.
Because they had hooked up before. They met each other during that vlog or whatever. And the guy went up and so Charlie went up to this guy he thought was David and yelled
C-sharp.
C-sharp, yeah. Or whatever. And then it wasn't David, so he had to explain. But he texted David to say, like, hey, here's what happened. But what I thought about this is I thought, like, because I watched the vlog.
Did you watch the one where he did?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I did. So I watched it, and it was cool as fuck. But, you know, when we were talking about you know, people having friends and, you know, like people in high places or whatever. I think somebody like a lot of the people that he's meeting, like Charlie, if Charlie's texting him like, it's people like wanting to have normal friends,
right?
Or yeah, and I think that's so cool, you know, that you know, he wants to be specific. My friend Benny, like, I thought I'd known for 2 weeks.
Right.
My friend Charlie, but at the same time, Charlie's thinking about him enough to send him a text. Like, you would never have thought that in a million years that Charlie would want to be chilling with somebody like David.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that's so cool.
I'm so curious as to how these famous people meetups go, like, get started. I think it's Natalie, honestly.
Probably Natalie, but also just these parties.
Oh yeah, parties too. But I think that, yeah, Natalie plays a big part, and I think partying with, you know, the Hollywood elite, as they call it.
Because yeah, she's got to be meeting a lot of people, and then she's probably got a lot of friends. Yeah.
Jason goes and tells David that they need to go to more places, and David seems pretty fucking lame because he's like, I don't want to go to other places. And Jason said he's sick of going to his hometown because it's fucking boring and they don't do shit there.
Yeah, he's like, I hate the mayor. David's like, you haven't even met the mayor. He's like, hey. he's cool. But yeah, they're going to Chicago. But I think Jason makes an excellent point. Like, he could have definitely different takes. Like, there's a complete different vibe when they go to Vegas.
Right.
Like, it's a different vibe from their other things. So if they went to Miami like Jason wanted to, that would have been probably fucking epic. Right. Or go to Austin, so like those different places, especially since he can't go overseas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess I might get sick of Chicago.
I want him to come to Oahu, but I don't think he comes to Oahu. He's been to like Kauai or Maui or something. And yeah, you know what? I don't understand why people. I don't understand why people go to Maui. Like, I hear a lot of tourists, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii. And I'm like, okay, which island, though? And they're like, oh, we're going to Maui. I'm like, why the fuck aren't you going to Oahu first? Like, why isn't that? And, like, they only go to Maui, and then they go back.
Because, yeah, people say, I think, like, people coming to the mainland are always, like, if they're talking to people, they'll be like, oh, this island is so much more beautiful, and this, and so people get it stuck in their head that that's where they should go, because
it's so annoying. I'm like, why the fuck would you go to Maui? Like, it's cool, like, just to go check out for like a day or two, but you got to go to like the fucking main one where it has like a little bit of everything.
But you know how people will get the reputation, like, for example, like when tourists are coming to any place, they're like, oh, I had to check out this place because my friend said this was the best place to go to, or right, whatever. And I remember I've told a couple people that said that. I'm like, you know, everybody who gets a recommendation, it comes from their friend from the place that they went to and ate at. And they're like, oh, they just hype it up. Like, oh, you got to check it out. Like, every single person is going to have a different place. Whatever place they went to, that's where they're going to tell the next person to go to. There's shit tons of great things. Like, it's not just that one. Like, you did not find the gem,
right,
of the
right.
So I feel like it's the word of mouth,
right?
Because I definitely hear, didn't we talk about this when somebody, yeah, you said something to somebody when you were checking,
yeah, in. When I was checking in, she was like, I want to go to Hawaii, and I was like, oh, okay, when you come to Hawaii, definitely check out Oahu, but you definitely want to fly over to Kauai because it's the most beautiful island. And she's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I said she'd never go there.
But yeah, I hope he does travel a little bit more, and I hope he does come to Oahu, because that would be fucking sick.
But Jason's also got so much good partying experience because of his age. Like, when he mentioned going to 6th Street in Austin, 6th Street in Austin is so much fucking fun. Like, 6th Street in Austin is like the perfect example of David's blog.
Nice.
Like, it would just be fucking crazy. Like, and so there's places like that. Like, you go to Riverwalk in San Antonio, you know, it could really just change things up, and then he would have different types of people. Mm. And his friends experiencing
new things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The videos would just be different. It doesn't have to be all the time, but go to at least one other place a month.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we'll see what he does. They have another ad, Robinhood. Cheap and easy way to try to sell and buy stocks if you're new to it. I use it. It's pretty awesome. And then David brings up this last topic, which is kind of crazy. I thought it was kind of cool, too. But David talked about watching a Kim Kardashian video or movie or something like that. And he said that a brand who always rips off the off Yeezys, basically just rips them off, offered Kim $1 million for her to promote their brand on her like social media or something.
Yeah, just for an Instagram,
Instagram post. And so before she accepted it, she wanted to talk to her husband, Kanye. And so she went up to Kanye and said, hey, here's this brand, and they're going to give me $1 million to just do an Instagram post. What do you think? And Kanye obviously knows who this brand is because they rip off his shoes because he's the creator of the shoes. And he said, you know, I really hate them. I don't like them. So I really don't want you to take this deal. And so she says, okay, I won't do it. And I think I don't understand why it was a Mother's Day card, but maybe it was last year Mother's Day or some other Mother's Day. But on Mother's Day, Kanye gave Kim a card, a Mother's Day card, and inside of it was a check for $1 million and a contract to be partners in the Yeezy brand, because he said, thank you for believing in me and not taking the deal. And I thought that was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I mean, if you're married to somebody, and I mean, that's an obvious answer is no, you're not gonna. I'm surprised she even.
Right,
asked.
Same here.
I would have thought this. I would have thought the situation would have went. You won't believe what these fuckers just offered
right.
me. $1 million to. Well, of course I'm not doing that shit. But yeah, I guess this must. I'm assuming this was just an old story.
Yeah,
like she was just relating a story, and that's why it was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day is coming up soon. What are you doing for your mother on Mother's Day?
I don't know yet. But now Sarah's a mother, so I have to do something for her.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't forget, but like it's new.
Yeah, I do it for my mom and my sister. I'll probably take them to dinner.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
And it sucks. My mom's birthday is the same month.
Oh, nice.
No, not nice. I hate.
That. I know. Wait, it's nice.
All right. Well, this has been the Reviews Podcast.
You sound so reviews, fucking gay.
Reviews. I should be a voice actor.
No,
that was perfect.
It was not. It was horrible.
Let's get a voice actor to play us.
What's up, everybody?
All right. Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you ever want to send us a message, send us a tweet at the Reviews Podcast 1, or send us a voice message via the Anchor app, and we will use it in the next podcast. But that's another episode of the Reviews Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike, not Jeff.
And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.